With your help, we can continue to fight for freedom. This is not possible without your generosity. Join our quest for the truth and our freedom. Simply visit www.realitycheck.radio/donate to make a difference today.
Welcome to Kiwi Farm, established 1840. There was a sense of unease among the sheep paddocks on Kiwi Farm. The value of the sheep to the farm had always been their ability to spread the news from farmyard to the pastures as quickly as possible. Not always accurately, but their skill was deployed and often exploited by Napoleon, Chippy and Squealer, one way or t'other for the prevailing years. The wool on the back of the sheep lost its value years ago, and it was only the meat on their bones which saw any other tangible benefit to Kiwi Farm. As a way to afford to keep such vast flocks of sheep on the farm, many of the sheep paddocks had been leased to other farms. The home paddock and Pasture 1 remained in control of the farmhouse, but other paddocks, like Pasture 3, were leased to Uncle Sam's farm. When this deal was struck, the sheep inhabiting Pasture 3 were excited at the prospect of more feed and greater opportunities. They worked hard to emphasise what they believed were the wants and needs of their masters, not only in the Kiwi farmhouse, but Uncle Sam's as well. The flaw in this plan was that the sheep had lost touch with what was happening from the rolling hills to the rustic fences of Kiwi Farm. The animals had grown weary of the sheep's continuous bleating and berating to the point that most animals simply ignored anything that fell from their mouths, choosing to listen to a great number of other animals, especially those who the sheep despised. A group of such animals lived in a meadow a little way out from the farmhouse, up on a knoll, just high enough for them to see what was happening. Many animals now deferred to this diverse bunch for their news and opinions, and their move closer to town was facilitated in part by Winnie Benn. Baza and Sheila, two hard-working farm dogs, knew plenty about herding and tolerating the vagrancies of the sheep. They preferred this wee meadow up on the knoll and retreated to it as often as they could when they weren't working.
"Hey, Baza, take a look at what just arrived at the farm," exclaimed Sheila. "Blow me down, Sheila. Is that a sheep truck?" "I can't quite read the name on the side," said Baza.
Out of the truck stepped a coyote in shiny boots and a large cowboy hat, fresh from Uncle Sam's farm. He was here to see the sheep in his employ. The sheep of the Pasture 3 gathered round and looked up wide-eyed at their bold benefactor. What news did he have to share? More feed? Larger pastures, perhaps? As Baza and Sheila watched on at the meeting unfolding down the hill from them, they too wondered what was going on. After a time, the sheep were then ushered into single file and then loaded onto the truck, looking a little bewildered at what was taking place, uncertain of their fate, many still bleating.
"Winky Lux takes extra feed for his sty. Winnie Benn worries on sheep he should not be trusted."
The truck starts up and starts to drive away. As it turned and headed down the gravel driveway of Kiwi Farm, it was then that Baza saw the logo on the side of the truck as it glinted in the late autumn sunshine. Silver Fern Farms. Baza turned to Sheila.
"Oh, looks like the days of the sheep of Pasture 3 being mutton dressed up as lamb are over. That's a one-way trip, Sheila. That truck's off to the works."
Make sure you join me next week for Kiwi Farm, exclusively on Counterculture with Reality Check Radio.
With your help, we can continue to fight for freedom, reach new audiences, and bring important information to the public free of charge. This is not possible without your generosity. Join our quest for the truth and our freedom and donate today. visit www.realitycheck.radio/donate.